it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good morning. Are you all right? I do hope that you are. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, rocking around for the day ahead. Yeah, wakey-wakey, eggs and bakey, all that good stuff. As always, I'm joined by my producer, Little Harry. How are you this morning, good sir?
Morning. Yeah, I'm all good.
Great. It is just gone 8 in the a.m. British summertime on Wednesday, the 10th of June in the year of our Lord, 2026. You're the glorious band, the chosen few, my band of brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining me. Without you, it really isn't a thing. All right, it's all about Belfast today. A little bit of housekeeping, a little bit of faffing about before we get into it. Corrections. I got some stuff wrong yesterday. Yeah, it's going to happen. I feel like I need to explain myself. Well, I do need to explain myself a bit. So just to let you know, there's no researchers here. It's just me. I just get up at 6 a.m., sometimes 5 past, have a snooze, occasionally 2 snoozes. I get up at 5 past 6, sometimes 10 past 6, and just read the news all the way up until I go on air here. I live like a 5-minute walk, barely that, from here. So between getting up, having a cup of tea at home, put the TV on, get the laptop on, just start reading for that whole time. 5 minutes, walk here, keep doing that until the show starts. That's it. That's the full extent of the research, right? As well as trying to keep up to date with everything during the intervening day. There's no team of researchers or anything, or verifiers. It's just me, literally that. So if I misread something or I get something wrong, or I see a clip and just get the wrong end of the stick from it, and then I come on the camera and report it and it's wrong, I can only apologise and then correct myself. It will happen. Like, for example, at the end of last week, or was it Monday, I said Christian Eriksen, the football player, had a second heart attack. I said he was in his 40s. That's wrong. He's like 34, is he? 35? He's not 40. Sorry, I thought he was. I didn't have time, or just didn't Google, how old is Christian Eriksen? I just thought he was about 40. So I said it's wrong. Apologies. The only thing I'll say to you guys is I promise you, I will try not to report anything in bad faith, deliberately telling you something I know to be wrong. I would never do that. There's one thing about opinion, isn't it? My opinion. You can disagree with my opinion, of course. Many do. But just the facts of the matter, if they're wrong. Well, on the Belfast thing, I got a couple of things wrong yesterday. Let me explain how that went. The incident happened on Monday night, didn't it? I was already in bed, fast asleep, at the point that happened. Or was I? Anyway. The news didn't break. It wouldn't have been on the front pages on Tuesday because it was too late. Go to print. Okay, so when I do my little bit of research from 10 past 6 in the morning until the show starts, it wasn't on any of the front pages. I didn't see it. Just so happened that yesterday morning, I looked down at my chat and people saying, Belfast incident, both need to talk about Belfast incident. At that point, it's about 10 to 8 in the a.m., moments before the show starts. I'm supposed to be ready, have all the cameras and all the lights done and the last little checks. But people are saying it so much, I'm like, oh, what's that? I've quickly got to go and find out what that is. So I dashed out of this seat, back into the main office, as quickly as possible, went on Twitter. The minutes are ticking down. I find in Belfast incident, I see like the clip, click on it. I've got no time really, I see it. And I just see the top of the guy's head. And he's slightly darker colour of skin, slightly tan skin anyway. And it's covered in blood, isn't it? It was covered in blood. And I watched it for about 5 seconds, just to get the gist, just to get the idea of what happened. Then that's it. That's all the time I had. I had to come back in here and start the show. Go to Harry. Quick, Harry, put a link in my links so I can talk about it. That's it. I thought they were both black. I got it wrong, didn't I? Yesterday I said it was 2 African men. Wrong. I got it wrong. Badly wrong. When I re-looked at the clip later, you can see his arms and legs flailing around. He's obviously white. He's obviously white, isn't he? So yeah, I got that wrong. I can only apologise if things like that happen. No, things like that will happen again, I'm sure. I'm sure they will. So there you go. I think also I said it was 10:30 in the morning. It was in the evening, wasn't it? Again, I was like speed reading a clip, a paragraph of text about it. And I just said, I see 10:30. And I just got it wrong. Again, if you look at the clip, it's quite clearly the evening. I can only apologise. All right, I hope you guys accept that apology. And something like that will probably happen again. I'll be researching something in the morning, breaking news in the morning, and get the wrong end of the stick, get it wrong. What can I say? All right. I hope you stick with me. I should honestly try to never ever report anything in bad faith. All right. Let's move on then. Enough fannying about. Let's get on with what's in the news today. Okay, we got violence in Belfast and Trump's war words. The Belfast thing really is wall to wall. So it's on the front page of nearly every paper. The BBC News, there it is. The ITV News, Channel 4 News, Sky News, The Mail Online, The Express. It's not the top of The Express, but it's still there. The Sun, top of The Sun. So it's wall-to-wall Belfast. So I'm going to spend most of the show, or at least the first half, the first two-thirds, talking all about it. So yesterday, even though I think someone in the chat this morning accused me of not covering it yesterday. I did cover it yesterday, poorly. I'll grant you that, but I did cover it yesterday. All right, but now it's all in the news. It's the main story of the news cycle in Britain. Okay, The Guardian. Ugh. The Guardian. Violence erupts in Belfast after protests over stabbing attack. Okay. Just stabbing attack. The way the papers report this is that it's a stabbing. Well, it looks like he was trying to cut his head off, wasn't it? It was an attempted beheading, is what it was. Right? I'm not sure if yesterday I explicitly said that. I think I said something like he was sawing at his neck. I think I said that, didn't I, yesterday? That was the bit of the 5-second clip I saw was that. That's another way of describing an attempted beheading, isn't it? All right. Like some of the papers describe the guy as a thug, the perpetrator, as a thug. Not sure I'd use that word. A bit more than sort of thuggish behaviour, isn't it? And that the guy, again, they keep reporting it, that his injuries, he's got a serious neck injury and injuries to his eyes. Like, has he been stabbed in both eyes? Has he been blinded in both eyes? Is that what it is? We don't know exactly. All the papers seem to just be reporting serious injuries to his eyes, not one eye, eyes. Oh, right, violence erupts in Belfast. Yeah. Bus set ablaze after far-right figures call for anti-immigration action. See, immediately flipping the script. There's a problem with the far-right. The reaction to something horrific is the problem. See how The Guardian do it? How they always do it? You know? Remember with the Southport stuff. Very, very quickly, they'd moved on from the slaughter of innocents to far-right people that aren't even from that city and come here to cause trouble. It's not the most important thing, is it? It's not the most salient thing. Okay, so politicians appeal for calm as man charged with attempted murder. Just a man who's charged with attempted murder. Okay. So it was actually at least one bus, cars, also houses. Look, you can see there, look at this image. Look, there's some houses, actual houses burning down, burnt out. Some say, I don't know if the reports are accurate or not, but some of the reports are saying that they were houses of immigrant people. That's just what some of the reports are saying. Not sure if that's true, but okay. Just trying to bring you the news. All right. And a lot of politicians, yeah, the reaction to it all over the place, as you can imagine, from the blob, from the establishment, from the uni party, is just calm down. just calm down. Don't protest. Don't be outraged. You know, we know it's bad. We know it looks bad, but just calm down. Just effectively, just accept it. Isn't it? Effectively, that's what it is. I mean, let's play a clip. I think it's from ITV News. A few minutes, maybe as much as 4 or 5 minutes, but it gives you sort of all the main talking points for today. And I think it's worth watching this. Harry, let me know, make sure that they can hear it. If they can't, let me know. In the chat, if you can't hear this, let me know.
Exactly what was hoped wouldn't happen. Buses and bins burnt out, smoke billowing into the night sky, a road left impassable. And that's not all. Homes came under attack as calls for calm were ignored. This disorder, a night on from a brutal and barbaric attack, followed by an act of bravery. On a residential street on the edge of the city, residents rushed to rescue a man coming under attack before being helped by police. Close to a school, this moment of mayhem has left a community and city stunned.
Sort of, I heard a squealing and individuals shouting, "What did it do? What did it do?" And at the end, realised that something wasn't right. Says to my wife, and she went out the front and looked. And then she came back down and was sort of way crying. They asked her what was wrong. She says there's a guy on top of another guy and he's stabbing him.
Darren told me about the moment he came face to face with the alleged attacker.
And then Matthew opened the door to get out and he pointed a knife at me while he was on top of your man. Something out of a movie. When I was there, he wasn't responsive. He was lying face down. I wish I could have done more.
What we know about the man charged with attempted murder has become clearer since his arrest. He's Sudanese, in his 30s, and today police revealed how he came to be in Northern Ireland.
It's my understanding that the suspect was granted leave to remain in the United Kingdom on the 28th of September of 2023. But I'm informed that he made his way from Sudan to Paris, and from Paris he flew to Dublin at a date yet to be determined. He then travelled from Dublin to Belfast by bus on the 10th of February of 2023 and claimed asylum on that date.
Police say a terrorist...
Who was Home Secretary in late 2023? Ultimately, head of the Home Office, ultimately responsible. The buck stops with them for handing out this guy's visa. But it's Suella Braverman, wasn't it? It's Suella Braverman. The based one. The one some people try and argue actually she was trying to do her best, was she? Were they? What's Suella Braverman doing now? Oh, she's in reform now. Right. As is Robert Jemrick, who deliberately flooded us with Afghans. Then wrote articles gloating about it, how they're your new neighbours now. Yes, Suella Braverman. Yes, Suella Braverman. Thanks, Suella. Cheers for that. Brilliant. Good job. Yeah. Just handing out visas like Smarties, as Nigel said. Funny, isn't it? Nigel criticised all this, but it's now his MP that did it. How does that make sense? All right, let's continue watching this.
Motivation is being ruled out at this stage. The victim, aged in his 40s, remains in hospital, where he is being treated for significant stabbing injuries, including to his eyes, believed to have been sustained by use of a kitchen knife. Politicians on all sides were quick to condemn the attack and call for calm.
My message to...
Here we go. This is the main thing I actually wanted to show you in this clip. Look. This woman... This woman's going to sort of basically lead the political response to this in Northern Ireland. Do you think she's got a well-reasoned, like the morally and ethically correct take on everything that's gone on? What do you reckon? You reckon she's going to have sort of that righteous indignation about everything that's happened and be on the side of the victim and the people of Northern Ireland, the indigenous native people of Northern Ireland? Do you reckon she'll be a champion for them and their fears?
Today is one of calm, and don't allow those people that don't care about people here to incite hatred, to incite fear. Don't allow those people who are faceless to orchestrate campaigns and on the streets. What we need...
Wait, what are you talking about, love? What are you talking about? The first thing you're going to talk about is don't let anyone who's noticed the horror say or do anything. That's your first go-to. Right. Okay. Okay. Don't stir division. Don't cause division or anything. Again, essentially, in essence, just get over it and move on. Forget about it. Again, in essence, let that sort of thing happen. Just let it happen. Don't notice it. Don't react to it in any way, effectively. All right. All right. The reaction to an atrocity is worse than the atrocity, apparently. Much worse for them. Again, and the next sort of super senior politician there, this woman, do you reckon she's going to be a super based and stand up for the safety of the people of Northern Ireland? What do you reckon? Or do you reckon she might have suicidal empathy for the invaders?
Today is calm across Northern Ireland.
Just calm down. Just take it. Just accept it. Just calm down.
Across our communities.
On a day that politicians and senior police officers called for calm, well, that hasn't played out in various parts of Northern Ireland. As you can see here.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, should we move on? Yeah, people have had enough, or very close to having enough of this, aren't they? How many murders and rapes? How many? And minor injustices. Made a video just yesterday, might go out today or tomorrow on State of Politics. State of Politics. Talking about how there's an untold number of smaller crimes and injustices which never ever make the news. Right? Not an actual attempted beheading in the street. It's not a full-blown murder. Right? It's not an actual rape. Just some other much, much smaller assault or crime or injustice committed against us by foreign people, whether they're here legally or illegally. An endless number of them. Some statistics just the other day we're talking about how there's something like 190 rapes a day happen in England, or was it Britain? 190 a day. Only Sweden has more per capita. Day. How many is too many before the political class, the vast majority of the political class, wake up and talk about it? Well, there isn't a number, is there? There isn't a number to that. It could be, it is endless, isn't it? It's endless. There's no, they just don't care, do they? They just don't care. And all they'll do is just try and keep a lid on it because their narrative is multiculturalism, a multi-ethnic, multicultural Britain. And anything that stands in the way of that, including murders and rapes, an untold number of murders and rapes, the most disgusting types of murders, like Southport. And if you have an issue with Southport, then they'll guarantee. Remember when Starmer said that? He guarantees you he'll come down on you like a ton of bricks. Right. The reaction to the atrocity is worse than the atrocity for them. Just immediately flipping the script so that it's the far right. It's the far right is the problem. I saw a quote yesterday from, I think it was that blonde woman we saw a moment ago, where she said, the minority communities are living in fear today. Oh, okay. They're living in fear. Right. Right. They're living in fear. All right, let's have a quick look at another story. We'll come back to this, I'm sure, because it's all over the front pages. The second biggest story today, probably, well, is about Iran. Iran shoot down US helicopter, says Trump. So, well, not just says Trump, did happen. So it seems like the fragile ceasefire is not even really that now. Surely the Americans are going to, and the State Department are not going to still try and keep peddling the narrative that there's any ceasefire, fragile or otherwise. So an Apache, I believe in the first instance it was an Apache helicopter, sort of, that's like more an attack helicopter, isn't it, was hit in and around the Straits of Hormuz and had to sort of land, stroke, crash land. The crew was all right, but it was downed, had to land in Oman, which I believe is just on the tip of, on the southern, western side of the Straits of Hormuz. It's like the UAE there, isn't it? But the very tip of that sort of promontory, peninsula, is actually owned by Oman, I believe. And I guess the helicopter landed there. And the crew, I think just two, were sort of stranded there for not very long, a couple of hours, before they were picked up by another US helicopter and taken to safety. Okay, so that happened. And on the strength of that, Trump ordered quite a few strikes on Iran, like 20-odd. I saw a reporting this morning saying something like 20-odd different targets were hit in Iran by the US, effectively in retaliation for that. And then Iran attacks back after that, shooting missiles and drones, whether or not they were shot out of the air before they hit the ground, in a few number of places. Bahrain, Kuwait, was it? Bahrain, Kuwait. Some of the US bases of their Arab allies. And when George Bush Jr. always used to say Arab allies, like it's one word, Arab allies. Anyway. So it's sort of back on. I don't know if what Trump will be saying today about how he still wants to make, there's still a ceasefire, and he still wants to make a deal. And that Iran really want a deal. The thing is, I saw a clip just yesterday on Fox News. And perhaps the actual footage of that clip was a day earlier. I don't know. But I saw this clip on Fox News yesterday. And it was them sitting down with a senior Iranian member of their government. A civilian one. But a very, very senior one. And he was saying that they, the Iranians, are not even talking about uranium and uranium enrichment and their stockpile. That's not, as far as they're concerned, the Iranians are concerned, that's not on the table at the moment. Never has been and isn't at the moment and won't be. Now, a couple of things to say about that. One, does that guy actually speak for the Iranian government? Or is it the fact that their leadership is so fractured that different people, different power groups, different bubbles of power in Iran and they say different things when they talk to Western media outlets? I don't know. And throw on top of that, whether the IRGC, the actual, basically the military, have got any correlation to any of those people saying what they say anyway. Who knows exactly? It's obviously chaotic in the Iranian leadership structure, if there even is one really. It's, at least you can say it's very, very chaotic. Okay, all that granted. Nonetheless, the Iranians, at least one of them, senior person, saying, we're not even talking about uranium enrichment. So when Trump says, like he did yesterday, again, this doesn't come from a place of TDS. This comes from a place of trying to just do analysis on it. When Trump says yesterday and the day before, he says, give us another couple of days. We're close to a deal. Iran are desperate for a deal. Are they? Couple of days, really? We said yesterday, or was it on Monday again, said we will have completely, we'll have complete victory over Iran within 2 weeks. And now there's, it's a difficult situation. It's a bit of an impasse, isn't it? Sort of diplomatically, militarily, as far as the United States are concerned. Unless they go all out and fully invade Iran and actually change that regime. But that's not going to happen, is it? Or, well, doesn't look like at this point that that's going to happen. You have to have a massive build-up of troops like 2002, 2003 in Iraq. That would take months to mobilise dozens and dozens of divisions. And Dress made a fairly good point on the podcast the other day that in 2003, Iraq, the US and the coalition of the willing, including the British, they could mass their army, their land army, their tanks and Bradleys and Jeeps and everything. They could mass them in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, ready to bounce into Iraq. Can't do that for Iran, exactly. Yeah, there's no equivalent of that. It would be logistically, I think logistically, physically, much more difficult to invade Persia than Mesopotamia. Okay. All right, let's have a look at the Eye Paper. The Eye Paper, usually quite good. Bit disappointed they've got an opinion piece from James O'Brien there. Look, how old's that picture of James O'Brien? Isn't he much older and fatter and ruddier than that now? Is that picture from like 20 years ago? Anyway. I pose the question, isn't he much fatter and ruddier than that? He just is. He is. Much. Much. Farage's ugly new narrative will tear UK apart. Really? Really? It's Farage's narrative that's the problem in all of this. Right. Yeah, right. Farage, yeah. Farage and his milquetoast level of noticing, that's the problem, is it? Nigel with his sort of 2% nativism, that's the problem, is it? James? Yeah? Nigel daring to put one toe outside of the leftist paradigm. That's the problem. That's what will tear the country apart. Right. Okay. Okay. Sure. Sure. All right. On the Eye Paper, police plead for calm after knife attack as far-right push for protesters across Britain. Right, it's the far-right. Far-right's the problem here. Officers under attack, a serious disorder breaks out in Belfast. Protesters set vehicles alight after suspect charged over Belfast stabbing is identified as a Sudanese national. Victim in his 40s taken to hospital with significant injuries. There's a picture of the poor chap somewhere. There you go, that guy. This dude. God knows what he did to... For the attack to begin. God knows. One account was when the ambulance turned up and was taking him away. He was just screaming and screaming. Some are saying, I don't know if it's true, but some are saying he's had his eyes, both his eyes, destroyed. Fears of further disorder in towns and cities across the UK after right-wing figures, including Tommy Robinson. Oh, Stephen Yaxley-Lennon is the problem now. It's Tommy. Tommy's the problem here. Again, like Nigel, Tommy is reasonably, well, in my opinion, milquetoast stuff, a Sivnat. He's not far right. Tommy is not far right. Nigel and Tommy are not far right. They're just not. They're not close. Okay, Stephen Yaxley-Lennon and Nigel are the problem. Oh, and Elon Musk. Look, and Elon Musk, who shares social media posts calling for protests. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, we got it. The James O'Brien types, the corporate legacy mainstream media, they've decided the likes of Nigel, Tommy and Elon are the problem in all of this. People that notice and dare to say anything about it, they're the problem. Okay. Political leaders call for calm after sickening attack as Nigel Farage says leave to remain status handed out like Smarties and calls for suspects to be named. Yeah, that was one of the things Nigel said. That leave to remain visas were handed out like Smarties. Sweets, if anyone doesn't. If anyone's foreign, might not. No, Smarties, just sweets. Yeah, well, in this instance, it was Suella Braverman, wasn't it? Now your colleague, Nigel. Maybe you have a word with her. Do you want to just, like, turn to the person next to you and say, why did you hand out visas like sweets to Sudanese unvetted Sudanese people? Suella, sorry, Suella, come here. Why did you hand out visas like Smarties, love? Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Next time we'll go on stage, we'll both have a photo up where we're laughing hysterically about it all. We'll get some pyrotechnics going. Don't worry about it, Suella. Okay, there you go. Plea for calm after sickening Belfast street knife attack. Violent disorder after the stabbing in which the victim suffered serious neck and eye wounds. Okay, The Independent. Not a time for protest, says Northern Ireland police chief as anger mounts. Sudanese suspect sought asylum in UK after travelling to Paris and Dublin. Bystanders praised as heroes for intervening to help victim on the ground. Yeah, focus on that. Focus on the people intervening and their heroism. As if that's the most important thing. It's really not the most important thing, is it? First Minister Michelle O'Neill asked public to ignore far-right calls for action. All right. The Times. Refugee charged with medieval knife attack. Belfast suspect given asylum after fleeing Sudan. Plea for calm amid anti-migrant protests. All right, it's much more of the same. Trump vows to hit back as Iran downs US helicopter. They're the two main stories this morning. Okay, the Daily Telegraph. Same thing. Beheading suspect entered UK via asylum loophole. All right. Again, it's just wall-to-wall Belfast. Sudanese knife attack suspect got asylum after taking back door to UK. Okay. The Daily Express, so it's a good paper. The very best of humanity. Again, they just focus on the guy. Was that a... That was one of those Gaelic games bats thing, isn't it? He just smashed him in the head with it, and then someone else kicked him. The guy will be lucky to survive. It really was a very, very brutal attack, wasn't it? Very, very brutal. I guess the guy's lucky to survive. One report I heard, I don't know if it's true, it's just one report I heard, that he was in some sort of induced coma. Okay. Residents praised for taking on Belfast street knife attacker. Victim suffered serious injuries to eyes, neck and back. Asylum seeker given leave to remain, charged with attempted murder. Okay. Barbarism on UK street. That's a bit closer to it, isn't it? That's a bit more closer to like the actual reality of what it is. Barbarism. Yeah. A barbarian. Should never have been in these islands. Beheading bid by migrant given refugee status. Sudan fiend fought off by a hurling stick hero. Hurling, that's it. That's it, hurling. We don't have that in England, do we? Evil in his eyes. Yeah. All right, the Financial Times. I go with the story of that downed helicopter. Trump says US must respond to Iran's downing of Apache over Hormuz Strait. And a story about Boots the chemist and their IPO. Okay, the Metro go with something a bit different. Okay, slightly different story. Hair grabber sentenced under new law. Historic day for victims terrified by train pests. Woman targeted by convicted stalker tells others, take it seriously and tell the police. So it's just a story where this guy, he stalked a woman for ages, like 2 years nearly, or for a long time he was stalking her. Okay, I don't want to misreport anything again. I'm not sure whether it was a separate woman he was stalking or the same woman. Either way, he was a stalker. And at one point at night on a train, He grabbed a woman by the hair, sort of pushed himself up against her and said, "You're magical," and tried to kiss her or asked her for a kiss. That's as far as the assault went. But that happened, and he's been convicted, the first person to be convicted under sort of quite new laws about sexual harassment. So there you go. For some reason, the Metro decided that's front page news today of all days. All right, the Mirror, pure slop, isn't it? Pure and utter slop. New US World Cup disgrace. Refused entry. Fury as Somalian referee humiliated at immigration. Weird way of writing it. Shattered Omar says they don't like my country. So the story is this guy, this is a ref, a FIFA referee, football, soccer. And his name is Omar something, isn't it? Omar Artan. Omar Artan, the FIFA referee, supposed to be refereeing in the World Cup that's happening in the next week, in the next few days, sorry. Towards the end of the week, is it? The first game. He's from Somalia. And when he got to Miami, apparently he was sat down and like quizzed for like hours and hours. 11-hour interrogation at Miami Airport. At which point the authorities decided, no, you're going straight back on a plane to wherever you came from. Somalia, I suppose. No, you're being refused entry. Even though apparently he said he had a valid visa and stuff. Oh, well. And now he's shattered. They don't like my country. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I've got a tiny violin somewhere. Let me just fiddle a lament for Omar Artan. Poor Omar Artan. They don't like my country. Yeah, who does? Yeah, it's barely a, it's a failed state, isn't it, Somalia? It's barely a country, really. Oh, well. Poor Omar Artan. Oh. Okay, the Daily Star. Kits coming home. Very, very briefly. There are loads of fake kits coming into the country, apparently. Loads of fake kits. That's it, really. Shirty tricks. You know, it rhymes with dirty. Dirty tricks, shirty tricks, you get it. Fake footy shirts flood UK ahead of World Cup. All right, that's enough of that. All right, they're the headlines. Let's have a look at our poll. What did we do in a poll today? Harry, if you bring that up for me. Okay, here we go. Oh, over 2,000 votes. Over 2,100 votes. Four times the size of the last actual piece of polling in Makerfield. Just on my little show. We asked you, are you sympathetic to the protests in Belfast? Just straight up. A cool 97% say yes. The ayes have it to the tune of 97%. Three percent say no. I'm going to choose to believe that's trolling. I'm going to choose to believe those are people that are contrarian to the point of losing all perspective. So 97%. There you go. 2,100 knocking up closer to 2,200. A fair cross section. Fair amount of people there. All right. Let's have a look at some of the main websites. What's the time? It's already 22. Have a quick look at the price of oil. We usually just quickly have a check on the price of crude, don't we, about this time of the show? What have we got? West Texas is down at $88 a barrel. Brent, 91. How does that translate into you and what you pay at the petrol pump? Why is it so expensive for a normal person at the petrol pump? Or diesel? Now, that's a much bigger, more complicated question. Point is, price of crude oil, at least Brent and West Texas, not fantastically higher. Not fantastically higher. All right, were there any other particularly interesting stories this morning before I move on to doing sort of my history bit, before I round out the show? Okay, I don't think there were, really. Oh, wait, there was something in the mail I seem to remember. Give me a moment. I need to scroll down a fair bit. Oh, yeah, that's it. Carmelo Anthony. His trial's over already. That was quick, wasn't it? That was very quick. He was found guilty and sentenced to 35 years. Sometimes in the United States, they do dish out a half-decent bit of justice, don't they? In some states, it's much better than we've got here. Much better. So, okay. Gasps heard in court as weeping Carmelo Anthony is sentenced to 35 years in prison for murdering Austin Metcalf, 17, as devastated family shares their grief. So it's done very quickly. His trial was over very, very quickly. In fact, it's just obviously done very differently there to how we do it, or even how a lot of courts in the United States do it, because he was found guilty very quickly, very, very, very quickly. Now, correctly, it's the correct verdict, isn't it? And then the same day he got sentenced. The same day. And the judge gave him 35 years. I did read the article and it says that he has to serve a minimum of half of that. So depending on how sympathetic the parole board are, 17 years from now? 18 years from now? He'll have to serve 17 or 18 years at least, if not quite often. Again, in the United States, their parole boards are nowhere near as weak as ours. He may well serve more, like closer to 35 years. Who knows? But he's going to prison for a long time. All right. There you go. All right. Let's have a look at On This Day in History, shall we? You guys seem to like that bit. I like that bit. Let's have a look. June the 10th. What have we got here? Down through the centuries, what happened of note? Okay, on June the 10th, in the year 1190, Holy Roman Emperor Frederick I Barbarossa, I think we talked about him before, and I think I said Barbossa, like the character from that thing, you know what I'm talking about? No, Barbarossa, Frederick I Barbarossa, Holy Roman Emperor, German, drowns while crossing the Salef River in modern-day Turkey, leading an army to Jerusalem during the Third Crusade. That's... Harry. I've got long-form content all about the Third Crusade. Particularly Richard the Lionheart, Richard III, the Coeur de Lion's Crusade. And Barbarossa was supposed to go down there and lead a giant contingent, giant German contingent. But he fell off his horse and drowned. The accounts differ whether he was swept away or whether he, and how deep the river was. But most of the accounts seem to suggest it wasn't all that deep. It was only sort of knee deep at most, or waist deep at most. But he fell over, apparently in heavy armour, chainmail and plate mail. And no one saved him. And he drowned. Does sort of suggest that maybe there was elements within his army, within his faction, that didn't mind if he drowned. Either way, that changed the course of history. The whole Third Crusade would have been very, very different. Oh, because largely the German contingent, in the end, turned around. Didn't really get involved in any meaningful sense, most of them, in the Third Crusade. The whole Third Crusade, you know, against Saladin, could have been very different. Richard and his armies got just within sight of Jerusalem, but were never actually able to take it, like the First Crusade did in 1099. How different everything might have been had Barbarossa's army been there to help as well. Who knows? Big turning point in history, particularly Crusader history, when Frederick drowned sort of out of the blue there. Okay, on this day in 1786, a landslide dam on the Dadu River, caused by an earthquake 10 days earlier, collapses and kills 100,000 in Sichuan Province, China. The Chinese have got a crazy history with dams. You might know about the Three Gorges Dam, the giant, most incredible dam in the world sort of thing. If you look back at China's history with dams, and I mean going back to the pre-modern period, even the ancient world, it's a litany of disasters and failures. If you went on Wikipedia or somewhere, or just another dedicated website, and you looked at all the earthquakes and floodings that have happened in China over the years, and the number of deaths and casualties that have resulted from that, It's absolutely astronomical. Millions and millions and millions. Millions and millions and millions of Chinese people have died from flooding. One way or another. Okay, on this day in 1898, US Marines land in Cuba during the Spanish-American War. Look, there's a great picture in the middle there. That chap right in the middle with the glasses. That's TR. Teddy Roosevelt. He went on to become president, of course. And there his Rough Riders. The contingent of men he personally got together and led to fight the Spanish in Cuba. And he even led a charge up a hill. Personally. Remarkable, he wasn't killed. Yeah, okay, yeah, anyway, there's a lot there. The Spanish-American War, where finally the last remnants of the Spanish Empire crumbled. And America sort of relieved them of various overseas territories, including Cuba and the Philippines. I mean, the Spanish Empire had been sort of a zombie empire for quite a while already. But TR was basically sort of an old school 19th century imperialist, really. Completely unapologetically so as well. He's like, no, it's right that we just go and take Cuba off the Spanish. Okay, on this day in 1916, Hashemite-led Arabs of the Hejaz rise up against the ruling Ottoman Empire in the Great Arab Revolt of World War One. If you think on Bodade's Epochs, my history theme show behind the paywall on loadseaters.com, do consider signing up for as little as £5 a month, bronze tier membership. Do you think I talk all about the Arab revolt in the Hejaz in World War One? Yeah, a few hours of it, actually. Quite a few hours of it. Talking about T.E. Lawrence, Lawrence of Arabia, and his account of it in his book, Seven Pillars of Wisdom. A great read, by the way. Absolutely great read. It's considered one of the greatest accounts of war ever penned. Many a critic have said that. Even generals that really know what they're talking about. Say, one of the best accounts of war you will ever find. T.E. Lawrence. Lawrence of Arabia. And his story is the story, really, of the Arab revolt against the Ottomans in Arabia. And they go on to Damascus, don't they? And in the end... In the end, the total collapse of the Ottoman Empire. Okay, on this day, 1963, US Equal Pay Act signed into law by President John F. Kennedy. Okay. On this day, 1977, Apple Computer ships its first Apple II computers. Okay. And then on this day, in 2003, the Spirit Rover is launched, beginning NASA's Mars Exploration Rover mission. There's an image of the surface of Mars, if you believe it's all true. You believe it's all real? Some people, even in the Bo Show, even some of the glorious band, The Chosen Few, believe that it's all fake. That's actually, they would say, that's actually some really desolate and remote island in Canada. And they've just, that's sort of just put filters over it. That's actually somewhere in Canada. I don't believe that. Anyway, Mars, there you go. All right. Let's have a look at our Rumble Rants and Super Chats. We do that every day. All right. The Rumble Rants, first and foremost. I wonder if Global Church History is in at number one. He nearly always is. Yesterday, he lost his crown yesterday, didn't he? Let's see if he's back. Oh, yeah. Back on top. Back on top. In at number one. And new. Reigning. Defending. Or not. Global Church History said, on this day in 404 AD, St. John Chrysostom, I think that's how you pronounce it, isn't it? Chrysostom, was expelled by the Empress Eudoxia just under a year after the Synod of the Oak deposed him from the ecumenical patriarchate for harbouring Origenists. So, God, that's a little bit obscure. That's right on the limit of my knowledge. So Origenists were another faction, weren't they? So I can basically tell you everything I know about John Chrysostom in just a moment. I know he was, he's a saint, isn't he? Revered more in sort of the Eastern Orthodox Church, but also Roman Catholics, right? That's right, isn't it? And in the early 5th century in Byzantium. Well, he was like the bishop of Constantinople, wasn't he? And I believe there was just all sorts of controversy, all sorts of politics going on at the time, and he fell foul of the emperor, or the empress, rather, and was in the end exiled. But ever since then, ever after that, and after he died, revered as a saint by Eastern Orthodox. Well, and Catholics. But all the details about the Synod of Oak, I've heard of the Synod of Oak, or Synod of the Oak, but I don't know about it in fantastic detail. I'm afraid that's about the best I can do on that one. Okay, and the second one, Global Church History, his usual morning two factoids come in two pieces here. The second one says, it's also the feast of the Venerable Antoni Gaudi, who was a radical atheist leftist for years, but was converted by his own Sagrada Familia Basilica in Barcelona and lived like a monk afterwards. Yeah, that's interesting. Gaudi. Yeah, that incredible cathedral in Barcelona. Kind of mind-blowing thing. That his own architectural creation converted him. Interesting. Okay. St. Luke 91. Luke Stewart says, I was talking about this on Thursday. We're in full-blown Weimar Republic now, and all we need now is our own paint, quote-unquote, painter to fix all this. Any bets are when he'll get here? Can't really comment without almost certainly getting strikes or entirely yeeted. But yeah, Weimar Republic mode. Yeah. Sort of shorthand for the degeneracy of sort of liberal democracy, sort of the failure and degeneracy of that. Yeah, okay. And the weakness, the inherent weakness of it. Fallen Firebird says, literally all they have to do is stop mass importing savage foreign brown invaders to rape, mutilate and murder us. You'd think it would be quite simple, but for liberals, apparently not. Yeah, no, they're committed to that, aren't they? They're committed to our invasion at any cost, at any price. Absolutely committed to it. It's what Hope Not Hate or the Runnymede Trust or whatever, it's what they want. People think like that are in our governments and civil service. So they'll never stop until they're removed. Until they're changed out. They'll never, ever stop. Absolutely committed to it. Okay, and the last one again, Luke Stewart says, so they said no to a pirate fraud stop. And the woman who supposedly married her brother is upset. Are you talking about the Somalian referee in the United States? How the hell is that country being able to function? Okay, so, yeah, you're talking about, what's the woman's name? Can't even remember now. The one that married her brother. Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I do find it funny when Brits and the US, because, again, I'm basically half American, aren't I? My father was born and raised in America. Got lots of cousins and family in the United States. I always find it odd when Brits and Yanks throw shade at each other for their demographic declines. Both in bad shape, right? Both in bad shape. We can agree on that, can't we? Okay. All right, now the YouTube ones. There's at least 20-odd. Let's have a look at this. Oh, Luke Stewart, there's another one there in YouTube. Thanks. You're doing both Rumble Rants and Super Chats. All right, great. You say, g'day, Bo and everyone. On two small white pills, the murderer in America was found guilty, and the Muslim shooter here in Oz got another 19 charges put on him for what he did around Christmas. Yeah, white pills, yeah. I mentioned the Carmelo Anthony, didn't I? Yeah. Well, and that shooter, is that the Bondi Beach one? He's been slapped with 19 more charges. Okay, good. I mean, if it was up to me, these people would just get the death sentence or life without parole. You do some sort of crime like that, whether it's the Bondi Beach or Carmelo Anthony or this guy in Belfast, If you've got the death penalty, you get the death penalty. If you haven't, life without parole. Yeah. Of course. How could you ever, ever trust these people to walk in public ever again? Okay, Luke Stewart again says, if you want to see something I think a funny check that I think is funny, check out Victoria, Australia, typical politician. They love to dish it out, but they can really take it. Perhaps you meant rarely take it. Okay. A Victoria, Australia, typical politician. Okay. I should check that out then, if I can, if I've got time this morning. I'm supposed to be recording in the afternoon. Not on the main podcast, but anyway. Salini Varma says, prayers for Stephen and his family. He's a vulnerable man, hearing issues, but well-liked by all that posh savage, should not be in Belfast. Okay. Okay. Is that the name of the victim, Stephen? Didn't know his name was out there. But yeah. Yeah. Terrible, terrible thing to suffer. If he's been blinded, I mean, even if he wasn't blinded, even if he survives, the psychological trauma of it. Okay, Luke Stewart again says, if you need more information, Google Jacinta Allen billboard. I don't know if you already saw this. Been busy first time all week. I only watch you live. Okay. Jacinta Allen billboard. Yeah, if anyone wants to Google that, is interested in that. That's made Luke Stewart giggle, so it probably is quite funny. Luke Stewart, good chat. Super fan of the show. Hoi. J6989 says, why are you doing this to us? Valid question. Assuming that's directed at the establishment and not me. Why am I doing this to you? You don't have to watch the show if you don't want to. No, I'm joking. Don't go. If you're addressing the establishment, why are you doing this to us? Yeah. Because they hate us, because there's been a creed, a type of political thought that goes back to probably the 60s. That there's just something profoundly evil and wrong with whiteness itself, with the West itself. So guilty of original sins, doesn't deserve to exist anymore. Or you could blame it perhaps on sort of Marxism or Marxist theory, which is obviously much older, 19th century, that capitalism is evil in some ways, that our society is a capitalist one, should be torn down. Anything that holds it up of value should be destroyed. It's to do with ideology, isn't it? Why are they doing this to us? Because of ideology. Okay. Tara Dale says, we all know what needs to be done. Yeah, aim high, vote low. Emily for Restore says, apparently the victim was partly deaf. Now he's had his eyes stabbed too. But our elites want us to keep calm heads. The metaphor is too cruel. Yeah. Again, that's the first time we're hearing that he was, the chap was deaf or partly deaf. An unbelievable incident. Something Wickedly, which is Shona, super fan, hi Shona, says, is queer using Gulag A as a guide to arrests? Right, yeah, who knows, probably, yeah. Principled Uncertainty says, Beau and Harry the Lesser, whoever deals with these things, you might have set your moderation a little tight. I tried to make a super chat so mild I could say in a job interview and it was blocked. Oh, okay. I personally don't have anything to do with that, moderating things or anything. Harry can have a look at that. I do know, though, one thing I will say is that on YouTube, very often YouTube blocks and censors comments that seem, I've had it happen to myself, seen it happen in real life to myself, sometimes when I'm on someone else's stream, just watching it, and that YouTube will censor it. And it seems like nothing, but Harry, have you got any sort of comment on that?
Yeah, it's not really a me thing. Usually YouTube do it themselves, so...
Yeah, so sorry about that, Principal Duncertainty. I can guarantee you I'm personally not, well, you can see my hands, I'm personally not interacting with the chat or anything like that at all, and Harry does very, very minimal stuff, if anything, really. Yeah, all I can say is I've seen very, very, very mild things said in YouTube, and YouTube itself deletes it, so sorry about that, but thanks for that super chat. Thanks for that super chat. Okay, Global Church History says on YouTube, says, it's the only way to stop the Fed posts. Maybe that's in response to what Principal Uncertainty said there. People Fed posting. Get Fed posts. Pathetic, really, isn't it? Fed posters. All right, Gammonzilla says, a 2023 statement reveals that Robert Generic was proud of our immigration schemes with Sudan. He is now shocked at the news he's waking up to. Yeah. I don't know specifically about Sudan, but certainly on Afghanistan. I covered it on the main podcast of Lotus Seasons at one point. He wrote a whole long article about how he's very proud of what he did. Just getting thousands and thousands of Afghans into this country. That it was the morally right thing to do. They're just our neighbours now, except it. They're the new British, and it's great that they're here. Robert Jenrick, now of Reform UK, of course. Okay. Still half a dozen or so to go. We've got Stedman Wheelers. Is that how that's... No idea how that should be read. Stedman Wheelers says, Holler. El Conchico Chadico from Texas. Have you heard of the homeless vote harvesting that California Dems had to do to steal the election this week? I haven't heard of that. Sorry, I haven't heard of that. Interesting. You can believe it though, can't you? You can totally believe it. They were harvesting the vote of the homeless. Sure. Of course they were. There's no low to which the Dems won't stoop, is there? Really, really isn't. Can believe it. Okay. Marcos 588 says, could we get some Aussies on LE? A BSWB at some stage. Like you guys were suffering bad. But I also experienced winds of change. Cheers, mate. I'd have an Aussie on. I've got absolutely got nothing, no reason to not have an Aussie on. Oh yeah, how good! Go for your life, mate. Yeah, I would. I just don't. I mean, maybe Iron Age agriculturalist or something. I don't know many Aussies. He's in Texas. I think he's like the only one. Yeah, I've certainly not got an embargo against having Aussies on. Okay. Sean EC says, how do Restore engage with Welsh, Scots, Northern Irish? I mean, I don't know, I'm not actually, I'm only a member. I'm not in the party itself, you know, I'm just a member. Yeah, how do they engage more with the Welsh, Scots and Irish? I don't know, we'll have to see. One thing I do know is I have seen, certainly in Wales, I think. Yeah, certainly in Wales, there's sort of Restore local branches. There's one in, I know for a fact, there's one in Herefordshire, if nothing else. So just got to try and build a ground game, just like anywhere else, really. I mean, Restore is a unionist party, isn't it? It's in the name, Restore Britain. Right, okay. Okay. Luke Stewart again says, love your evening show, and guys, remember to like the live stream since Bo is too scared, kind to ask us. Smash the like button. No, smash the like button, get the bell on, subscribe to the channel, all that stuff. I just often forget to say it. I forget to say it. But no, thank you, Luke Stewart, for that. Okay. Varorg231 says, the last couple here, Varorg231 says, sometimes I choose the wrong option on the poll just in the hopes of hearing Bo beg me to stay. Also, please stay calm so we can ignore the sweep, so we can ignore this and sweep it under the rug. When are we allowed to be angry? I mean, good question. They don't want you to be angry ever, do they? They don't want you to look back in anger. They want you to stay calm and not to look back in anger and just roll over and take it in silence. Just slink off into the bin of history forever without saying anything or doing anything. That's what they want, isn't it? So as far as they're concerned, you're never allowed to be angry. Never. They want us gone and preferably in silence. Okay, Sam P. Last one. Sam P says, morning again, Bo. Leaving the UK today. Great to be a part of the chosen few, if only for a bit. God bless you all. Rooting for you. Rooting for all you patriots to take your country back. We'll try for the same in US. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for the sentiment there, Sam P. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Looking ahead to sort of the post-Trump era. Who's going to be next? I mean, it looks like Vance or Rubio, right? They're the two biggest beasts at the moment in the Republicans. Whether they can beat, what, Gavin Newsom? Who knows? Who knows? Still a fair few years to go, aren't there? A lot could change in that time. Yeah, I wish the best for your country too. Oh, just one more. Super chat came in. It's from Calms65, who says, loads of restore branches in Wales, Bo. Oh, good. Oh, great. Great. Again, I'm only a member. I'm sort of friendly with a few of the people in the party, but I'm not actually in the party or anything. So, if you say so, brilliant. Good. Good. Loads of restore branches in Wales, they say. Super. Love to hear it. Love to hear it. One more's just come in, and it is for 10 quid, so I'll read it out. What's it say? Irradiated Mushroom says, morning, Bo. Morning. Caught a live one. I'm from Belfast, North Belfast. It's an absolute disgrace what's happening even after the Sikh knife party in Hazelbank Park was only a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what that one. The Sikh knife party in Hazelbank Park. I don't know exactly what that is. I mean, maybe it's just exactly what it says on the tin, but... okay, all I'll say is Irradiated Mushroom, try and keep safe. Keep safe if you can. All right, that's the show. Must end it there this morning. It's now 8:08, British Summer Time. 8:09 a.m. On Wednesday, the 10th of June, in the year of our Lord, 2026. You've been the glorious band, the chosen few, my band of brothers and sisters. Thank you very much for joining me. Without you guys, it just absolutely isn't a thing. Try and make the best of the day ahead, you know, if you can. Carpe diem. Seize the day. You'll only have this day once in your life. Try and make it count if you can. All right, then. Until tomorrow morning.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.